Blog Talk Radio.
I need everybody out here to give me this Benji movement. So crazy.
I'm so fine, I can't stand me. You just a nominee, baby, I'm a Grammy. I'm so hot, y'all better come fan me. Y'all chicks better listen, so you think about dissing. I got a crew of girls, and we always on a mission. When we come through the club, pumping and pissing, we different, no wishing, there will be no ass kissing. Call me a diva. If you got a girl, but I can make him leave her. Sobo needs somebody like a 2-liter. Me and my crew will fight and we'll read ya. Yes, up and down. Check me out, we'll look up and down. Baby, I run the war, I run this town. I ride and sell, you ride in Greyhound. Where did this bitch come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
That's the game we forced to play. Gotta grind, cause in the hood you gotta pay like you weigh. Nothing free, ain't nothing cheap, ain't nothing sweet. And when you get cake, everybody want a piece. So my niggas locked down, I plan to get released. So many RIPs, I'ma need another drink. Money on my mind, bitch don't kill my vibe. Too real to be fake, these niggas ain't my kind. Mama always told me what's gonna kill me is my pride. So I always got it on me cause I'm trying to stay alive. All these bitches on me, I'm like how do I decide. So fuck it, I take as many as I can fit in my ride. Living for the moment, hating don't condone it. Somebody tell them that bullshit, we on it.
Where I'm from, we never had nothing better to do. Since I get drunk and walk around looking for shit to get into, that small town life, worse than a fishbowl. They bored with their life, so they make you miserable. Oh, it seems end down on Saturday, just believe by Monday it was a different scenario. Oh, what you believe I used to get was now referred to as bullet. Them trash bags call me tankers, now they with face masks. The same sorry motherfuckers, girl suckers, sitting on the internet, jerking it. Bitches don't know shit about me, but they think it's okay to talk like they know every little fucking thing. I didn't realize it then, but some of them were just mad I had a pretty face and personality to match. Hating ass bitches, hated I could draw, cause they could tell a joke and knew how to laugh. It's fucking sad, but
another day, living in Jersey, just another day around the way.
Rain on Sunday day.
I hear the guns, but I'm here to stay.
Nights at the Sheridan,
Phoenix and the Mona Lisa. Everywhere we went, we rolled super deep, deep into the brink. Every Friday night, shit, that was the life.
Not saying I'm sad, but I know I've dipped in and out of that left lane before though. Looking back, we blame it on that teenage brain. Looking back, I think I do it over again. I left that Bergen County mill, I followed my heart. Took me all the way to 7th and MLK Boulevard. First couple days of pain and brick, hit all kinds of bad words and shit. No lights in that time he found. They were pumping all round by round. I feel like an alien. I stick out like a sore thumb when I'm on that go 28 Super Street Station. What's on the other side of that Hudson? Tell me, my mom got robbed, son. That was dirty Jersey. Stand all the way up, son.
I'm not afraid to Look, I know girls love Beyonce. Girls love to fuck with your conscience. Girls hate when niggas go missing. And shawty, you ain't no different. These days it's hard to meet women. Feel like my love life is finished. I've been avoiding commitment. That's why I'm in this position. I'm scared to let somebody in on this. No new friends, no, no, no. You know how this shit go. You got your fair share of admirers that call your phone. You try to act like it's just me, but I am not alone. But if you're alone, then say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running games, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady, baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name.
Yeah, say my name, say my name. Cause those other men are practice. And this ain't no time for acting. And this ain't no time for games. And this ain't no time for uncertainty. And this ain't no time for locking your phone and not coming home and starting some shit when I'm in the zone. This is why I've been saying, no new friends, no, no, no. You know how this shit go. This is not 4 years ago. Time escapes me now. Forget how it felt when this shit moved slow. I come through in whips that make a young boy take the long way home. All my young boys round me saying, get money and fuck these hoes. Where we learn these values, I do not know what to tell you. I'm just trying to find a reason not to go out every evening. I need someone that'll help me think of someone besides myself. I need someone I leave through the front door with. Cause we don't wanna hide no more. Plus you're not shy no more. Neither of us wanna play the side no more. No, I'm not alone. Even though nothing was the same. Let me get your ass alone. Let me make you say my name, say my name.
Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady, baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name.
Has led the way in staffing and driver placement in transportation and logistics for years, offering great careers for company drivers and owner-operators. Whatever trucking career you're looking for, Freight Haulers delivers. Log on to www.freight-haulers.com or dial 1-800-380-6302 and press 2 for a representative. That's 1-800-380-6302.
Yeah. These are the nights that you remember forever. These are the feelings you want to last forever. Sharing with your niggas that you can laugh with and cry together. Raise your glass, get fly, live your life and then fly together. These are the times the shorty live for. If she die for you, then give her everything to live for. These are the times that I prepared for. Late night, early mornings, all so I can stay on course. To turn my dreams into reality. Yeah. I say of course. To turn my dreams into reality. I say of course.
I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story.
Get your glasses up and toast to this. Celebrating early, that shot I took ain't supposed to miss. Fourth quarter, I promise I'm on some Kobe shit. Shy brothers grab that girl, approach her quick. Let her know
Her eyes telling the story and her body telling a million more. Open the door. Sometimes opportunity comes for once around. Don't let that be the day that you decide to gun it down. The thought of her in that moment, it all goes run around inside your head until the sun is down. The sweet taste, the victory, the allure of the mystery. Make your tomorrow today till your yesterday's a history.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. To my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story.
Hey,
I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. To my building is 100 stories. Shit, I'ma tell my story.
Blue skies and look up in the sea forever. Long line. They used to just feel like forever, 21 girls and forever 21, all getting in together, thinking, man, I need my shit together. Bitches be so quick to doubt a nigga. These bitches be so quick to down a nigga. Then you come back in that bubble when they all looking lost, wishing they had found a nigga. Use every little situation as your motivation. Give me your motive and I see the life before to take it. And they don't give you shit. Either you making or they taking, or you winning or you losing. Make a date with success, tell that bitch you choose.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. So my building's 100 stories.
Hey y'all, it's Christy Love, and you're live with me on Crazed Radio. That was The Glory by Fame, also known as Famous Hip Hop, straight out of D.C., fresh new face to hip hop. Y'all need to be on the lookout for him. His Too Busy Dreaming project was released December of 2012, and that's his first project ever, his first mixtape. And that, The Glory, I do believe, is his fourth release from the mixtape, and he's had like a video to go along with each single he has dropped. So he is definitely doing his thing out of DC. That's Famous Hip Hop. You can look him up on Twitter, YouTube, Reverb Nation, Instagram, all that stuff. It's Famous Hip Hop. So check him out. If you're just tuning in to tonight, we're gonna have R&B singer / songwriter Justice. He'll be live with me. He has a brand new single, and you don't want to miss that, okay? And he'll be live in 10 minutes with me, so hold on, you know. Let's wait it out a little bit, and we're going to play some more music while I get some things handled on my end. So let me go down to Florida, Miami. This is MB. You can have that.
Go get her when I beat you with them all. Damn, I'ma go get her.
looking oh so sexy. Skin tight jeans looking damn near naked. I know you got them hating, know you see them watching. Hey, it's hard work, so you know they got my hand. Enough of that, baby girl, what you want is out on me. The new back lady, that is what I call a shopping spree. Now run with me, I take you any place you wanna go. To the house, to the bedroom, you know I slam it like a domino. Now bummin' notes, I book the flight, let's make a toast. We can go from the west side to the east coast. Now strike a pose, it's the grammar for the bird seed. And let the motherfuckers know that you in it be. Yeah. Oh. Popping off drinks on me. You can have that Chanel, Gucci, Prada, red bottoms. Say it's not a real problem to achieve. You can have that all night sex in every position I can find with to keep you horny. You can have that, hey, you can have whatever you like, just as long as you're fucking with me. You can have that. Oh, you on that bed right there, having visions of me pulling your lovely hair. Kim K and Ray J, sex tape. I drop 5 stacks on that bitch. I can't wait to get you out there, Michael. You know that it's on. We can fuck all night, make love to the sound. For that BG shit, girl, we grown. We grown, and it's on, on. I can teach you how to climb a tree. Put this dick up in your system, hit your bladder, gotta pee. It's a whole new world when you fucking quit that boy and beat. We started so patrolling, now we drunk off the Hennessy. I know you feeling me by the way you let me get in it. That quote of the night is, ooh, daddy, you're killing it.
Killing it.
The quote of the night is, ooh, daddy, you're killing it. Yeah. Popping off drinks on me. You can have that Chanel, Gucci, Prada, red bottoms. Say it's not a real problem to achieve. You can have that all night sex in every position I can find with to keep you horny. You can have that, hey, you can have whatever you like, just as long as you're fucking with me. You can have that. Popping on drinks on me. You can have that Chanel, Gucci, Prada, red bottoms. Say it's not a real problem to achieve. You can have that all night sex in every position I can find with to keep you horny. You can have that, hey, you can have whatever you like, just as long as you're fucking with me. You can have that.
I'm just letting you know, man. Rolling with me, that's what type of lifestyle you dealing with. Rolling with him, that's on you, shouting. But we win around here. NB Music. Straight up. What's up?
Hey, y'all. It's Chrissy Love, and you're back with me on Craze Radio. Today is Wednesday, so you know what it's all about. It's What's Hot Wednesday, where we play fresh new hip-hop and R&B, and that was one of the latest singles from NB out of Miami called You Can Have That. Make sure you go check him out. NB rapper, singer. No, rapper, singer with an A. Singer with an A, not an I. He's all over the place, too. Twitter, Facebook. Google him. You know how that works. If you want to be featured on Wednesdays for What's Hot, you know, What's Hot Wednesday, you can send in your submissions to crazeradio@ymail.com. And that's craze with the K. Let me spell it out for you. KRAZERADIO@ymail.com. And also you can check out www.mediacraze.me and click on the submission button, and I will get those. And we'll go through them, and, you know, you never know when you might get played live on the air. So check us out. Send us your music. And make sure everything is labeled, you know, correctly. I need to know who you are, what the name of the song is, and a little bit about you, you know, all the good stuff. all artists, you still have time to submit the your information for our Miami promo package that we have going on. I talked about it last week and the week before that. Memorial Day holiday is coming up, and we also extended the package for 4th of July holiday as well. We have two different packages. For the higher package, you'll have 2-day promotion in Miami during the holiday weekends. We will distribute 150 of your CDs. We'll give away 100 of your posters. Two of your songs will be placed on SSE Radio as well as Craze Radio. You know, we have a worldwide audience. You will get a feature in Divine Magazine as well as a write-up on MediaCraze.me, which is, you know, our website here. And you will also have your 2 tracks sent to 500 DJs and radio stations. And, of course, you'll get all of the social media promotion that we can offer. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up. Let me know if you're interested in that. Like I said, you can go to MediaCraze.me and click on Miami Promo. You have a couple of more days to get your information in for Memorial Day weekend. And like I said, we're also offering this for 4th of July weekend, so you have a couple of months for that. Prices and all additional information we will let you know about when you hit us up. You can hit me up at crazeradio@ymail.com, you know, and question me about that. Or like I said, just go to MediaCraze.me and click on Miami Promo, and we'll get you to it. It is now time to go live with our guest. Like I said, we have R&B singer / songwriter Justice is in the house tonight. So, Justice, are you live on with me?
I am live on with me.
Welcome back to Craze Radio.
Appreciate it.
Wait a minute, let me give you an applause. You deserve an applause.
Yeah, I need at least 2 people can clap. The lady that used to be in the front of the Apollo, let her scream.
Eva.
Yeah, where's she at? But no,
right,
cool, thank
exactly.
you.
Oh my God. So yes, I think I'm so glad to have you back with us. You was like my first guest. Do you remember that?
I do. You know, I didn't realize I was your first guest, but I do remember it being a tad bit epic. But yeah, it's cool. That's true.
You sound a tad bit.
It was borderline awesome, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the day when we didn't really know what we was doing, and some days we still don't, you know.
Right. I still don't know what I'm doing. I just kind of, you know, whatever, whichever way the wind blows.
Right, I know a little bit more. So for everybody who didn't get a chance to hear you when you was here before, let everybody know who you are and where you're from right quick.
I am an artist by the name of Justice. I am from North Carolina, Wake County area. I will not say my hometown because they're whack.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm joking. I'm in North Carolina now, but I'm an Atlanta-based R&B artist, rapper, singer-songwriter, just artist. I think I'm just an artist. I try not to put myself in too many boxes. But, yeah. So,
I like
me.
That, Justice the Artist. You know, you need to get you a symbol like Prince had when he was known as the Artist.
That was kind of weird, so I'm going to, Well, you know what, Prince was kind of awesome in his own right, so I might think about that. I might have to get somebody to hook me up with a symbol.
Yeah.
I don't know, how y'all going to say it? How y'all going to say it if I get a symbol?
No, we're just going to call you the artist like they did him, or the symbol. All
right, the symbol. Okay, I got you.
All right, so Justice, how long have you been artful? How long have you been in songwriting?
About 20 minutes. I have been in the music game roughly six and a half years. I wrote for about 4.5, 5, and I have been pursuing it as an artist for the last probably last 2 years. So
what made you transition over to, you know, becoming a performing artist rather than just writing, you know, all that good stuff?
For one, I didn't have the resources to get the songs to the people that I wanted to get them to. So they were just kind of like throwing rocks in the dark. But at some point, somebody that write or direct a movie, at some point they want to, you know, be a part of their own vision. And sometimes you kind of, you know, the raw emotion from writing or whatever it is, you know, some stuff too personal. All my stuff comes from me. Like, I'm not faking it. I'm not creating it. I'm, you know, either I'm involved in it or I know somebody that's involved in it. Personally, so it's a lot easier to convey, you know, your message or, you know, whatever goal you're trying to accomplish with that song in particular as an artist. So I just decided that it was some stuff I wanted to try. You know, I had the artist bug, and it was just like, I can't act like I don't want to do this anymore. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when you write, is it from your own personal experience or, you know, people you know, or do you think of stuff like, oh, let me write that down, that might make a good song?
Sometimes I write from my own personal experience. Sometimes I write from a place where I want to be. Sometimes I write from a place where I was. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it just comes from stuff that I see. I think that's the beauty of being an artist, that you're able to connect with different people, because it's not just about you and just about what you want and what you want to say. I think you can reach more people when you kind of put yourself, you know, in a situation and say, well, what would I do, or this is what happens, huh?
So what's your style of music? Like, what do you prefer to write? What kind of music do you prefer to write or perform?
I don't know. I'm a pretty moody individual. I think a lot of people can attest to that. So,
what's
your
zodiac?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Anyways. Well.
Y'all have issues, but anyway, that's another.
Whatever. I ain't got nothing to do with him. but I prefer, you know, I like ballads, but also I like R&B. I really like R&B soul. I think it's something easier for people to connect with, and but you know, I also like kind of upbeat. Just R&B is probably really just my area. You know, I like upbeat R&B. I like slow R&B. I like, you know, whatever, but that's just really my focus point at this point.
Yeah, that's how I like my R&B. I kind of like the mellow type, you know.
Yeah.
But do you ever think, like, you know, once you've been in it a few more years and you start hanging out with, like, Taylor Swift and Britney Spears and stuff like that, do you think you will be able to write pop music for them?
If I'm hanging out with Taylor Swift and Britney Spears, then yeah, I'm pretty awesome, and I will definitely be writing for them. but no, I don't. Even now, I don't let as far as what I mean for myself, I prefer R&B stuff. But you know, I write for a lot of people. Anybody who needs it, and they, you know, they have a concept, or they, you know, even if they need a concept, I write anything. That's definitely not. I'm definitely not limited to R&B. So.
Wow, I wish I could write. I have, like, I come up with these little storylines and concepts, but when I try to put it down, like, in a song format, it just don't work for me. So I'd be like, oh, well, whatever.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to write it to the format that everybody else But then I think that's the beauty of music. You know, it's your music, or it's your writing, so it doesn't have to necessarily fit into a mold. Everything doesn't have to look the way everything else looks, or sound the way everything else sounds. So I think if it's your vision, then, you know, make it your vision. You know, it doesn't, you know, if you want to look at Trinidad James, he had a song and nobody even really knew what the hook was. Because he didn't know the format how to write it, but it's still, you know, it's still a number
stuck in, okay, my first line need to rhyme with the second line, and then the third line need to rhyme with the fourth line, and then let me think of a chorus, then I need to write, you know, I get stuck
in it, so I guess that's that's understandable, but like I said, for me, it depends on the beat and kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes, you know, I've done a couple songs where I've just written through the hook, you know, where the hook is supposed to be closed at, just go through it, or, you know, so. However you want to paint the picture.
Okay. So what do you listen to now, though? What's your favorite music to listen to?
Oh, man, I am just between Miguel, Phillip Phillips, definitely up on Kendrick Lamar, and I don't know, and I'm still a Rudy Currens fan, you know, and
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No old school.
Man, no. Like, my mama was a preacher. I grew up in a Shirley Caesar house. We weren't allowed to listen to old. Yeah, man. Yes. I'm not. My history on old school music and stuff too is horrible. Like, if I ever get sat in a room with somebody and be like, "You don't know who that is," I'm probably not gonna know who it is.
Wow.
Because yeah, I ain't have no plug for that. So. When I blew up, y'all can blame my mama.
Okay, so how old were you when you started listening to the devil's music?
I love Baby Jesus. Probably about 14, 15. I didn't really start listening to a lot of secular music until 14 or 15. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were surprised.
I was protected.
You are a Leo and you a preacher's kid? Oh, my God.
That don't mean nothing.
Yes, it
creepy.
Does.
I mean,
yes,
that's a stereotype.
No wonder you writing songs about perfume, spraying it, putting it right there in a hand full of all of this.
Hey,
that's why. I get it. I totally get it.
You got to take care of business.
Okay, Justice, so what's your label situation like? Are you independent or are you signed?
Right now, I am independent, technically independent. I I actually finalized my paperwork for a booking agency, with this booking agency Friday probably. And right now, I'm kind of content with being independent because I'm not necessarily sure that I want to chase this. The huge dream of being this big old superstar anymore. I kind of like home and normalcy, and I kind of want to maintain that and be able to be an artist at my leisure. You know, that doesn't negate my passion for it. It's still one of my passions, and I still work very hard at it. But you know, at some point, you just kind of got to be like, what do I want? You know, and I kind of want, you know, until I find a situation that, you know, that fits that. If I find a situation that fits that, then I'm fine. If the label
I can totally respect that. I know of a major, like a platinum selling artist that now says, you know what, I'm good. I do my shows. You know what I'm saying? I live good. I rather do this than be in that whole spotlight stuff. So I totally get it. Wow.
So don't get it twisted. I want it. I want the success, but I can't completely commit to something until it can take care of home. if I get put in a situation where I can take care of home and I'm not neglecting home and I'm not away a whole lot and the kids aren't suffering and the missus isn't suffering, then, you know, I'm good. But, you know, if...
Did you say the missus or the mistress?
I said the missus. Clarity. The missus. M-I-S, is that poor? M-I-S-S-E-S?
Oh, ooh, okay. I'm just checking. You know, people be doing some weird stuff nowadays. So.
No, I don't.
Well, that, you know what? That kind of brings me to, you know, like the topic that I've been talking about the last couple of days. Like, when you're in a position to, you know, follow your dreams, And we all know that following your dreams or working toward your dreams is a lot of hard work and dedication, and you have to sacrifice a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. How does that, when you have a relationship, the relationship sometimes suffer. Like, yes. Have you ever had to go through that or deal with this, a situation like that?
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, I've gotten caught up in night a few times, you know, and it's, at home is going to suffer. But you just got to remember your vision. Like, it's people, there's actually people in the industry that's actually married and in a healthy functioning relationship that don't participate in all the, you know, the extracurricular things that go on with that. But I think that in any situation, if you're chasing a dream and you're passionate about something, then the person you're with definitely has to understand and has to see your vision. It has to either be walking with you or, you know, supporting you in some form, but also be honest enough with you to let you know when it's becoming detrimental to home. And you have to be wise enough to say, okay, well, you know, is this what's best for me or is it best for us? You know, and you got to make that judgment call. I think that's your situation, how you want to handle it. But me personally, I think, you know, you got to find a balance. You know, if you can incorporate the family, you know, within that infrastructure, then that's great. You know, but, you know, it's a judgment. I think it's a judgment call on people. And it can be painful and it can be confusing.
Yeah, and it gets rough too, especially when it comes down to spending time. You know, if you're away from the house a lot, you know, then that creates so many issues. So,
yeah, that opens a lot of doors. So,
okay. So you definitely have to have a strong support system. That's key.
Right.
Okay. So we have a new single from you called Handful.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask, like, how did you come up with that?
Sprays and perfumes. No, I'm sorry, playing. I don't know. It was just the concept. When I heard the beat, I kind of usually got the beat tell me what I'm gonna do with a track. And when I heard the beat, was sitting at the dinner table with my significant other. And it was like, you know what? People making us, like, you listen to the radio and you listen to things, like, people making a lot of songs talking about what they're going to do to girls and, you know, this, that, and that. Sometimes you need to listen and see what, you know, what somebody else like. Her in particular, but sometimes you just need to listen. And that's where it came from. And it's a tad bit grown, but grown people.
Tad bit.
We grown people. Tad bit grown. but we definitely grown people. And, you know, the concept just came from, you know, when you hear the song, I think it kind of speaks for itself. You kind of know where it came from. So.
Right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into this and let everybody hear this grown and sexy song.
You're real funny.
Okay, so, well, go ahead and introduce it. I mean, we just talked about it, but go ahead and introduce it. Make it official.
What up? This is Justice, and this is Craze Radio, and this is my new single entitled Handful.
There it is.
There's a catch and here's a clue. Come on, trade with you. Girl, I hope you're ready for this night. I promise it won't hurt you when I bite. Just grab a handful of my hand and show me how you like it. And I will take riding a bike. Just grab a handful of my hand. Better hope they lay back down, cause I was so much closer. The two of us putting it down. Just wrap your legs around my neck if it's too much. I feel you shaking, girl, I felt your body clutch. Guess I'm doing something right down here. I could do it all night down here. Just grab a handful of my hand and show me how you like it, and I will take you there. Ooh, your body's so enticing. Just give me all your instructions. I'll do it just how you like. It's nothing I will forget, girl. It's just like riding a bike.
Selling itself, like, to be honest with you, like,
I've been, like I said, I've been doing music like as an artist for about 2.5 years, and this is the first time I ever had a single that gets radio play, internet play, people are downloading it, everything, with me not really having to do anything. So that's definitely a blessing. I'm excited about that track.
CD Baby. Perfume is on CD Baby. Just type in
Justice Perfume, and it should come up. And it's the best dollar you'll spend besides like a sweet tea.
Okay. I like it. We still play it on Craze Radio too. We love it over here. So.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I definitely appreciate it.
So is anything else from you on CD Baby, or do we need to go to like your Reverb and SoundCloud and stuff like that to hear the rest of your music?
Right now I'm just like in the revamping process. On June 1st we're going to launch. Hopefully the site will be launched. My official website will be launched. The only thing, I'm trying to think what else. What else on CD Baby is a track I had called All I Got, which is a great song from a couple years ago, one of my favorites. That's available for purchase right now. And other than that, you go to the fan page and YouTube. It has all the links up there. We can go to the SoundCloud and the Reverb, get some free downloads. It's a few more tracks out there I'm giving away for free, but we're not putting out too much free stuff right now.
Right. Right, because they're going to get used to that. And then, okay.
Right.
So on YouTube, Just Justice, is that your YouTube name?
YouTube Official Justice TV.
Oh, Official
YouTube
Justice
/
TV.
Official Justice TV, yeah. And,
okay.
That's my YouTube. And check it out there. I got a couple videos up there. Perfect Picture, a couple positive joints. No. Got a track I did called You. Which is an awesome song. And it's there.
Okay.
So go check it out. Click play, share, like, comment, message.
All that
good stuff. While I can. Because this is going to be the biggest summer for me, though, Christy. I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be a busy, hard summer for me. And I'm excited about it. So y'all better contact me personally now while you can before I get bougie and I have somebody doing it for me.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm joking.
You're on board right now. No, you're not.
I'm joking.
No, you're not. Okay, so earlier you mentioned you said that you had just finalized, you had just finalized a deal with a booking agent. What does that mean, that you're going to be doing more shows, or what does that mean?
Yeah, it's kind of like people running the labels and getting deals. And what happened was a couple labels offered me 360 deals, which wasn't a lot of money, but the deal is they do all your promotion and everything, but they get a piece of every show and everything you do. But you're also obligated to go to certain shows and do certain events, and I just personally didn't see where... Right. And I just didn't see what financially it was benefiting me. And, at the end of the day, I'm a man first. And if I can't take care of home, then it's a problem. So it was like I had to put myself in a better situation. And by just signing with a booking agency, it gives me the liberty to take what shows I want and to be able to do certain shows and do certain things and not be obligated to go here, obligated to do this, so I can still make my own music. You know what I'm saying? Do what I feel like doing. I don't have to, conform to whatever's popping in the industry at this time. So it kind of allows me to be a man, a father, and everything else, and also be an artist too. So until it puts me in a situation to where, where I can, afford to do whatever I want.
That's what's up. I like that. Okay. So. Well, we want to see you live. So, I mean, like, whenever you got a little, whenever you have...
A little short joke?
No.
No,
I don't do short jokes at all.
You're welcome.
But whenever you have, like, a show or performance or whatever, just let us know so we can, come out and support you and stuff,
Yeah, Absolutely. We're doing this thing this summer. My people that's involved, this thing this summer where a lot of people are independent business owners, and we're doing shows at the businesses, like grand openings and stuff like that. So it's huge. Like I said, the first, on June 1st, all that will be on the official site. It's not up yet, but I'll post it on my fan page. I don't want to say the name because y'all might go to an unfinished website. It's gonna be good. I think this is probably the most shows I've had coming up in a while. So it'll be footage and it'll be fun, and I definitely look forward to seeing the people who support me there. So
now, will it be just like North Carolina or nationwide?
No, it'll be mainly on the East Coast right now. We got a little bit of Philly, Virginia Beach. Beach, Charleston, you know, so it's just
definitely
mainly
let me know when y'all go to Virginia Beach. I'm gonna be up in there.
That was brutal. It almost sounded like a little bit of ratchet came out of you just like you might
all
have stuff out there.
In there. Yeah.
But so it'll be just hopefully, you know, preferably things finalizing Friday, and so we can get the ball rolling.
Okay, I hope so too, because. Yeah. I love live shows with R&B singers and all of that stuff. Yeah, but definitely, I'm serious about the Virginia Beach thing though, because you know.
Yeah.
That's my joint up there. So please keep me informed. Mm-hmm. Okay, Justice. What anything else you have going on that you want to let everybody know about before I let you go?
I'm coming. Like I said, just stay tuned to the Facebook, and I promise I'm gonna be back on Twitter. So.
Why you delete your Twitter?
Man, the moment. What's the subject to your show? The title to your show? When your career involves a relationship.
One of them problems.
Man, when it gets uncomfortable or it gets a little, you know, sideways, things start being perceived. Me, I'm just at a point where I nip it in the bud. You know what? But you know. You got to be responsible with social sites. I wasn't irresponsible, but it was just too much. It was a lot of mess up there, and I just kind of stepped aside from it for a little while.
But that's
you
part
know.
Of, I mean, whatever.
Right, but you have to be responsible.
It comes along with the territory. So.
Right. So, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to build that understanding and have that understanding that, you know, me as a man, I have to conduct myself, you know, as a man as well. So, but I'll be back on Twitter. No worries. And shout out to my son who is sitting in the window mad at me because I didn't say shout out to him.
Shout out to Lil Justin.
Lil Justin. He's bigger than me. But nah, that's it, man. I appreciate the love, and I appreciate you know, y'all playing Perfume and a Handful, and I appreciate the support like from day one. Appreciate it for real.
Yeah, and you're welcome back anytime, you know, even if you just want to call and hang out and co-host or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
you know
awesome.
We get crazy here sometimes.
Yeah, y'all rather special.
That is true. Well, thank you so much, Justice, for coming by. Everybody, he doesn't have a Twitter anymore, so you got to hook him up on, what is it, Facebook?
You know, Facebook and YouTube. And all the links are up there. Facebook.com/JusticeTLWAG and YouTube.com/ Official Justice TV.
Okay, wait a minute. The Facebook is TW.
TLWAG, The Last Word Arts Group. It's my publishing company.
TLWG.
AG.
TLWG.
We'll do colors tomorrow.
Well, yeah. All right, Justice. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. And I guess on your exit, we're going to play a little Perfume.
Awesome. Spray it. Appreciate y'all.
All right.
Alright.
Spray me on your wrist and on your chest. Even when I leave, my teeth no longer than the rest.
Treat me like your furry, like your
furry. Put me in your dress the way you sleep. I promise I won't hurt you, but that thing's gonna
treat me like your furry, like your furry.
Spray me on your wrist and on your chest. Even when I leave, my teeth no longer than the rest.
I just wanna be just part of you.
Put me in your dress the way you sleep.
Let's go.
I promise I won't hurt you, but my sin is really
done. Fresh up out the shower. Rubbing in your lotion. Put me on your neck before you put on all your clothing. Spray me on your chest, on your shirt and on your skirt. Spray me in your car and on your girlfriend at work. Put me in your dresser when you fall asleep. Spray me on your kitty cat, you know you need a freak. I'll still be in the room when you long gone. Girl, this ain't no slight work, my sin is very strong. Put me on your skin, please. Rub me in real deep. When you're lounging at home, spray me on that t-shirt and that phone. Share me with your best friend, nobody has to know. Put me on a tube right before you go. Share me in the dressing room, go swap it out. Take it to the A, you know I love it down south.
On them others, what I'm saying is that you fine. Ooh, you bad. What's your fragrance? That Chanel 5 nails compliment your hair. Soft skin, break out your eyes, girl. Spray me like Armani. Watch me glisten on them thighs. Tristan Dior all on that smile. Ain't gonna lie, I'm hypnotized. Just a dab on your wrist. Couple pats all on your cheeks. Set me on the dresser by the mirror while you sleep. Baby, treat me like your perfume. Return like a curfew. Come back like a hook or a melody in verse 2. Got you on a pedestal. I know what you were, boo. Exercise your fitness, promise I'm not here to hurt you.
Baby, what's your favorite scent?
Dolce & Gabbana.
Spray me like some J-Lo.
Beyonce or Rihanna.
I heard that Paris Hilton smell.
Spray it up in the covers. Covers, covers, covers.
I said treat me like your perfume.
Spray me on your wrist and on your chest. Even when I leave, I think I'm lying in the rain.
Spray me like your perfume.
Spray me on your
dress and when you sleep.
I promise I won't hurt you, but my sin is really deep.
Fuck that flavor vodka, I'm smoking something. Hopped out my lacquer.
in the decks and I let my motor run it. My ghetto valet, my geeker, he keep my class violent. And I hear my work in my speakers, I know the task. Watching bitch, I put the sound around, drop a 100 pounds in jail. Nigga be pimpin' the 10, but yo, I'm still ducking them out for best. FBI, DEA, stay on my DICK. Probably gon' die dealer, nigga been hustlin' dope since 98. Bangin' the gang since 95. These rappin' ass niggas ain't no riders. All the worship is in dollar, dollars where I reside. Yeah,
I'm just scrollin'.
Still feel broke. Syrup in my Sprite, my niggas still sell coke. I pour my heart in a song, but in this letter I wrote, I use discretion and codes. Never say never, but you never know. Down bed, blowing good, smoking ounces, session, used to stretch. Just had an accountant to help me count my blessings. Still hate it when the weed man style man leave the stress. It be like, just give me a second, like a re-election. Do smoke that presidential. My bitch, my nephew, and the dude. Chop up this pimpin' with her. And as you guess, she gets screwed. Can't kick it, how I kick it. Like your shoelace is missing. Probably Harvey Dent's mistress. You two face bitches.
Double cups of that 30 weight. Bones wrap my 80 folds. Butter seats on my vertebrae. Candy paint on my dough, bitch. Full wheel with I hold, bitch. Shotgun, my new boo, but your new boo is my old bitch. Day date on my cold wrist. That time square on my arm, ho. Yellow stones, I talk money. My teeth shine when I yawn, ho. Y'all broke niggas, so born, bro. Fly niggas, stay thorn, ho. Cleaning good on that purple rain. My cup empty, I'm pouring more. It's just a Texas thing. Fall like them Texans, man. I run it like false or false up, you understand? Still in it, bitch, in underhand. But I got the upper on paper touching them fucking bands.
I'm just yeah. Rolling, really good weed I'm blowing. With my music holding.
Yeah, the slab pretty. The shit I'm smoking got me so high, I can tell pinky couldn't cock. My trunk knock, girl, I jump by. But I did a jump shot. Food click alumni. Well, not actually, I'm a little too young, but I'm supposed to be. If you asking me, you ever heard of Big Steve? Well, bitch, I'm the ghost of him. I rap the lead. Pull over, crash the beat. I'm driving on coke and heat. I'm stacking teeth. No limit like Master P. Slow motion like Soldier Slim. Gotta get it, palms be itching. Rapping in the language only Drill can comprehend it. Violated guns, we lift. Young nigga out here beasting her and cloth. About to bring my corner back like Real Reaver. What's up?
I'm just rolling. Really good beat I'm blowing. With my music holding.
Hey y'all, it's Christy Love, and you are live on What's Hot Wednesday on Craze Radio. That was Freddie Gibbs featuring Devin the Dude, Killer Kalyan, Starlito, and Propane. Woo, it's a lot of people on that song. Wednesdays is reserved for hip hop and R&B. Sometimes we have more hip hop than R&B. Sometimes we have more R&B than hip hop. It just depends on what's out and how I'm feeling. Like I said earlier, if you have music that you want me to consider playing on Craze Radio on What's Hot Wednesdays, do send your music to crazeradio@ymail.com include who you are, the name of the song, a little bit about you, and include all your contact information, including social media, so that, you know, we can blast you out if we decide to play your music. And, you know, I don't like a whole lot of hip-hop, but the hip-hop that I do enjoy is normally, you know, like, stuff with meaning and, you know, a little singing in it, a little swag to it, something like that. I don't really go for the shoot 'em up, hit 'em up, all that mess, gangster rap. I'm not into that. But every now and then I let something slip through, and then, you know, of course, when we're in the mood, we like to play Soulja Boy. Speaking of Soulja Boy, so like a couple of weeks ago, I got all excited because, you know, since Craze Radio started back in November of 2012, November 29th to be exact, you know, I was kind of like on this mission to get Soulja Boy to follow me because, you know, he has like 20 million followers on Twitter. So every now and then I would, like, tweet out little things like, I love you, Soulja Boy, or, you know, I'm your biggest fan, you know, all that stuff. Trying to get him to follow me, and he never did. So a couple of weeks ago, he had tweeted himself up against this, some type of car like he normally does. And I said, number one fan, you know, to Soulja Boy. And he followed me back, and oh, my God, I went crazy. Like, I was so excited. I couldn't contain myself. I was so excited. Like, this was a big, you know, accomplishment for me. How about this little so-and-so done unfollow me on Twitter, y'all? I am so mad and upset with Soulja Boy right now. I don't know what to do. So, until he followed me back, I ain't going to be playing no more of his stupid-ass songs on here anyway. So, whatever, Soulja Boy. I'm Christy Love. I'm sorry. I went on a tangent about Soulja Boy. Do follow me on Twitter, and that's Christy Love NC, Christy with the K. And go and make sure you go and like our Facebook page, Craze Radio with a K, okay? And join in our conversations. We love feedback on everything that we do. So I'm going to keep the movie, I got too much stuff on my mind, movie. I'm going to keep the music going. If you want to call in, I had a topic of tonight. You know, we was discussing when it's time, you know, when you're chasing your dreams or when you're going after your dreams and trying to make your dreams possible and you're in a relationship, sometimes the relationship catches the bad end of the deal, you know. The other person is neglected or they feel neglected, that you're not spending enough time with them, so on and so forth. So what do you do? Like, if you're in a relationship, do you just, like, give up on your dream and dedicate all your time and whatever to the relationship, you know? Or do you let the relationship go and follow your dreams? Like, if you have experienced that or know someone that has, call in and let me know. Really want to hear what you have to say about that. So I'm going to go ahead and get back to the music. This is one of my favorite rappers, Kent Money, and the name of the song is called Wondering Why.
The business.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to welcome y'all to my own personal playground. My motherfucking mind, nigga. Surf Club. The business. Kid Money. J. Young. I. Why? Why you wonder
about cop more. Fly whips and rock floors. Through the niggas shining, but your own left the cop doors. Niggas will lead the ones close, but who got more? Fake fucking for fame, dismiss the niggas who pop for them. Swear I used to miss the days that would mean most. But now I'm tripping over clouds to the east coast. Clue starters ignore, we move harder than niggas watching they son confused on who's father. Swear these niggas lost, my bitches include authors. Cash earned concerns, fly bitches and you embarkers. Murder broker alone, we praying it never comes. Don't twist that, so bitch, your G, I never run. This sun within my lungs could cause mad confusion. Pursuing what you don't need, believing in rap illusions. Niggas alive, see your bad for being sad. Why you look to other people for something you never had, huh?
You've been living a lie.
Of a life theme, about to roll the dice and prepare for what it might bring. Nice things for nice flings, I'm past that. Automatic weapons for well-being, I stash that. Favor for a favor, sound like fuck shit, pay me. It's amazing how the lame try to find a way to play me. Other known bitch shit, multi-fill wish list. Every day a present, watch the lights hit Christmas. Relentless flow for endless dough. These bitches already coming for my engine grows. Fuck living for gleam when you're living your dream. Be sure of being yourself, I can see through the screen. I'm sure of being myself while you live through your dreams. The niggas playing the corner, all fiction indeed. These niggas pushing their luck, all friction and please. All for once instead of filling your needs, I'm just saying no.
Christy Love, you're live on Craze Radio. That was Kent Money, Wondering Why. Shout out to Kent Money. Let's go to the phone line, see what's going on. Let's see. Craze Radio, you are live on the air. Who am I talking to?
This is Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I was listening to your question you had a few minutes ago about relationships and if the person in the relationship, should you give up your dreams or should you go with your dreams and forget about the other person?
Yeah, I feel like
the other person in the relationship that knows the person has this dream has to be there for that person. Because if that person doesn't follow their dreams, they might end up regretting the decision later in life. And
which
that
can
will
cause
more problems
more
to
in
the
relationship.
Yeah, it'll cause more problems. So, yeah, I think that if a person has a dream and the other person, if they will actually love and care about their other person, then they will support them no matter what.
Wow. I feel the same way. Sometimes it's hard, though, especially, like, with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in the industry, you know what I'm saying, but I'm kind of like, I got my pinky toe in it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when you become part of that different environment and it's more people and more, you know, quote-unquote attention and stuff like that, then the other person, you know, usually have issues like that.
Yeah, the other person, they just have to be strong-willed, and if they know that person loves them and is there with them at night, then they should be all right with it. I mean, look at people in the industry now. They have, I mean, it's very few, but it is some people that actually last in marriage
right.
in the entertainment industry. So I would say it's a strong, you got to be strong. Now, that's one thing you have to be because temptation is crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in with your take on that. Do you have Twitter or anything you want to give out?
I'm sure I'll be on Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter at TooSweet418.
TooSweet, T-O-O, Sweet 418 on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
All right, any shout-outs you want to give out?
Well, I'll give a shout-out to my husband, D-Tom, because he is very caring and understanding, and he will support me no matter what in any kind of dream. So I'll give a shout-out to him.
Okay. So thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger. I'm on air every Wednesday, every Thursday, sometimes on Sundays. You know, the more the merrier.
All right, I will. And then I like the show. I'll get some more people listening to you.
Thank you. Spread the word. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Give out the details on that song. Quincy, the son of I'll be sure and stepson or play stepson, whatever, of Diddy, Kim Porter's son by I'll be sure Quincy. Y'all know Quincy. Looks just like his daddy. Well, he's grown and he's making music, and that was the first thing. I promise to put the video up on MediaCraze.me real soon. So be on the lookout for that. Speaking of MediaCraze.me, if you've ever been interested in blogging, or, you know, if you're a photographer or want to, you know, have anything to do with the media or entertainment news, just hit me up and let me know. I can make that happen for you. Yes, I can. And, of course, tune in to me every Wednesday where we give you What's Hot Wednesday, the hottest fresh new music, hip-hop and R&B. And don't forget to send in your submissions to crazeradio@ymail.com. I'm going to keep moving along with the music because that is what we do over here. I want to play some Jay Holiday. He came out with this single last year, Sign My Name, and it's still hot, like, everywhere. Everybody loves it, and I guess I want to give a shout-out to Jay, wherever he is. He's always on the road giving those banging, sexy shows to all of the Jay Holiday fans. So here's Jay Holiday, Sign My Name. Hey y'all, I'm back. It's Christy Love. That was Jay Holiday. Sign My Name, the latest from him. Be sure you go and check him out on Twitter, King Jay Holiday, and like his Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Jay Holiday. Okay. So y'all remember High Five from the 90s? She's Playing Hard to Get and all that good stuff. Well, they have a new single out called Favorite Girl. And you can actually go to MediaCraze.me to watch the video. I think it's awesome that they're back. And they have a new album coming soon. So check out High Five, Favorite Girl. Favorite Girl. I love that song. Speaking of favorite girl, Chris Bosh, that plays for the Miami Heat, he done lost his everlasting mind. Have y'all seen, like, the little video clip of him in the locker room? I guess it was, like, after a game or whatever, or before a game. I don't know. But they were in the locker room, huddled up in the circle, and most of the guys, you know, was jumping up and down. I guess they was doing, like, a chant or something. Hold on. Let me go to the lines right quick. Praise Radio, you're live on the air.
Yo, yo.
What's up?
What's cracking? How you doing, Christy?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
This is no other than Hype Man Coop.
All right. He said no other than. Okay.
No
I don't
other.
Have my applause ready for you, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Did you hear me talking about Chris Bosh? Because I know you're a basketball fan, right?
Yeah, I hear you talking about Bosh. I'm a Miami Heat fan as well. You can't go in on my guy. He's weird, but that's my guy.
Have you seen the video?
I have seen the video. No comment as for the video. Still
oh
my guy.
God. Oh, my God. I don't know. What was he doing? Was he like... Look, everybody. Go to www.mediacraze.me, and you will see it on the front page, Chris Bosh. I just put the video up there. I didn't have no words. I didn't know what to say. I don't know what to think. Like, everybody's already calling him gay or bisexual or whatever. So Chris is on the video, like, grabbing his booty like he about to make it clap or start twerking or something. I don't know. And I'm just, like, confused.
I think we're all confused at this point, Christy. I think we're all confused.
Oh, my God. So what's up, Hype Man Coop?
What's cracking? How you doing, Christy? I'm glad to be a part of the show.
Oh, well, you know, thanks for stopping by. I'm glad you came.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, first of all.
No problem. So, did you hear the topic earlier?
Yes, I did. I heard the topic earlier.
So you have
something
to say about that, because I know, you know.
I mean, I do. It has to be, in my opinion, and in my circumstance, I'm married. So
okay.
It has to be some type of compromise. A lot of the times what I do, and this may be breaking guy code, or this may be, you know, going against the grain. But a lot of the time, you know, I take my wife with me to the club. I'm a host. So
okay.
a lot of the time I take her to the club. You know, just to kind of let her see and get a feel for what I do.
Right.
And then there are times where I do have to butter her up, and she gets upset that I work a lot. So then, you know, that's when Victoria's Secrets come in.
Okay. I got
you. Or anything like that. Gotta butter them up. And then you have to explain to them sometime, you know, in order to get where we trying to get, you know, it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of time being away from home.
Right.
But you still have to find that time to be with your significant other, whether it's a male with a female or vice versa. You know, there are a lot of women in the game too, so they have to find time to, you know, be with their male, you know. So
yeah.
It has to be some sort of compromise between the two. And it also has to be, you know, your significant other has to understand as well that this industry, it's a lot of time being spent away from home.
Right.
And just think of some creative ways to stay in contact. Emails, you know, group me. You know, there's a lot of different ways to stay in contact with each other. You know, just to kind of, you know, let them know that you're thinking about them. Let them know that you, you know, you love them. Anything to let them know that you care, you know?
Okay. I do see what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes the other person can just make it more difficult, though, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, lady, with that, I guess you just got to kind of roll with the punches and tell them, hey, either I work or we on the street. Your choice.
The bottom line.
Your choice. Bottom line, you know.
Right.
I get paid a good amount of money to do what I do, and it keeps bills flowing. It keeps us going out, and it keeps us doing, you know, different things. So, I mean, but if you want that to stop, I can easily just say, okay, nah, I'm good. I'm not working. I'm not doing this thing no more.
So definitely keep them informed on everything that's going on. Try to get them involved, hands-on.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
To be around you and keep them flowered or whatever, floored with gifts.
Absolutely.
And I love yous and all of that good stuff. And things.
It always helps.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So that was some great advice. Great advice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You want to tell everybody exactly, you know, who you are and what you do and all that good stuff?
Well, I'm Hype Man Coop.
Superstar.
I'm a part of... Nah. Far from. You the superstar. I'm humble. Humble with it.
Okay.
But I'm Hype Man Coop. I'm with the crew called Stupid Dope Moves. Charlamagne the God, DJ Frosty, some of the names you may know. I'm a host. I host parties, different events, weddings, receptions, bar mitzvahs, graduation parties. I've even done divorce parties. So anything,
wow.
Crazy. Divorce party, yeah, that was crazy. I do everything. Any type of event that you have, I do host. I do clubs as well, not just the hood clubs. I do adult clubs, you know, grown and sexy clubs,
mm-hmm.
you know, booty clubs as well.
Oh, I thought the booty club was the grown and sexy club. Okay.
Oh, no. Like the 25 and over club.
Oh, okay.
Where you gotta put on your suits and your
hard,
exactly, your hard bottoms.
Okay. Wow. Bar mitzvahs
absolutely.
Too, huh? Okay.
Absolutely.
That's up.
Wow. I do it all.
That's all I can say is wow. Okay, so
yes,
give
ma'am.
Everybody, how can everybody hit you up in case they need a host or something?
Absolutely. Well, my Twitter is @HypeManCoopSDM. Instagram is HypeManCoopSDM. And my Facebook is Facebook.com/HypeManCoop.
There it is. Believe the hype.
Yes, because the hype is real.
Yes, I'm waiting on my t-shirts. Okay.
Yeah. I got you. You're gonna be the first. You're gonna be the first one I send them out to. T-shirts, towels, rubber bands. You're gonna get all that.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger. You know, sometimes I get tired of talking myself. I need somebody co-host sometimes, so, you know.
Oh, don't tell me that, because I'll call in every day.
What?
Just aggravate you.
Like, you again? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever. You know, Wednesdays I'm here, hip-hop and R&B. Thursday we do old school, and, you know, Sunday is gospel music. Tuesday night, 7:47, he got his own thing going on. But, yeah, I mean, check us out.
Okay.
Spread the word, all of that.
Absolutely. I would never be a stranger to the show.
Okay. And thank you so much for calling.
Oh, no problem. Salute.
All right. Bye.
All right. Later.
So, yeah, shout out to Hype Man Coop and the whole Stupid Dope Move movement they got going on. Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Frosty, all of them straight out of South Carolina. But, yeah, going back to what I was talking about before, Chris Bosh, I don't know what's going on with you, homeboy, but if you just come on out of the closet and be done with it, and I think that'll work best for you at this point. And congratulations to Chris Bosh, too. Looks like he and his wife are expecting another little baby, so... Congrats. Yeah. I want to give a shout out to everybody that has participated in the show tonight. Shout out to Justice, R&B singer, and all of the callers. Who was it? Pam, Too Sweet, 418 on Twitter. Hype Man Coop called in. Just, you know, everybody. Everybody, thank you for calling tonight. I'm going to keep the music rolling because the show is about to end. We're going to get into a little bit of Raheem Devon and my favorite R&B song he have out right now called Love Connection.
I just want to give you good love, love, love. Let's make a love connection. If you think you're ready, I just want to bring you good love, love, love. Let's make a love connection.
Yeah.
I got a crush on one of my followers.
random thoughts. Hashtag 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 random thoughts. Smiling high, maybe say a joke or two. Asked if she's thirsty, she said as long as it's Christmas. Sure is that you're drinking up. No need for the thank you. Hold through my timeline, I did it up. Thanks to you,
crazeradio@ymail.com. Thank you. Oh my God. Okay. So today we had Justice. I'm gonna calm down. I had to read that article and it's got me hyped up. Oh my God. Justice, thank you for coming to Craze Radio today. He has a new single out, Handful, and of course his single Perfume is still hot and everybody's still playing that. Make sure you go to CD Baby, Reverb Nation, YouTube, anywhere you can, and get it, listen to it, spread the word, tell your friends. Major shout out to everybody that called in and chimed in on the topic tonight. I am Christy Love. You can follow me on Twitter at ChristyLoveNC, and of course Media Craze, DOTME on Twitter as well, and Craze Radio BTR. Make sure you go to www.mediacraze.me. every day to check out the latest in news and entertainment, music and videos. And starting on Monday, May 21st, let me make sure I have that date right, May 20th, celebrity psychic Wayne, you've probably heard him on Ricky Smiley Morning Show, Russ Parr, a whole lot of other radio stations. He does the tarot readings on the air. He will be joining MediaCraze.me, given a weekly horoscope. You know, everybody wake up every morning, check their horoscopes on Yahoo. Well, now every week you can come to MediaCraze.me and check your horoscopes by the one and only Psychic Wayne. He is legit. I know that for a fact. I know that personally. Okay? So be sure to check that out. We're going to end the show with Sonya and Rome Jeter, Caught Up, which is the perfect title for Bobby V, Bobby Valentino. I'm out. I'm about to go find this sex tape. Deuces.
Something about doing women on the mile and feeling so fly. I don't know if I land.